Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Gigi's Playhouse Charlotte is in the house. Yeah, we're going to talk about Down Syndrome Achievement Centers. Their mission is to change the way the world views Down Syndrome. Guess who we got? Our new best friends. Well, she's back. Our favorite. It's Lindsay Manners. She is our Gigi Playhouse co-chair for Over the Edge. Yes, we're going Over the Edge on March the 19th. Also, we have Shanique Herbert, our secretary and co-chair of Over the Edge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Over the Edge, when you just say Over the Edge, people are like, what? What does that mean? Over the Edge.
You're literally going over the edge. Going over the edge of a building.
Rappelling.
Rappelling off the Hyatt House in Uptown Charlotte.
Uptown, yeah. So how many floors are we rappelling?
This is 166 feet, but it's a little closer to 18 floors. So
that's not bad.
I don't know. We went to the staging area and I said, oh, this doesn't look bad at all. And I looked out the window and I said, what floor is this? And she said, 7. And then I realized, okay, wait, we're going over double this. But it's for a great cause and a great adventure.
It is. And it's just to remind us that life is precious. Because when you're up there rappelling, you know, if you're not religious, you become it.
Right. Say your prayers.
Say your prayers. You get oiled up and you go up there and you're so hungry. I could just say, I've done it before. You're so hungry when you come down. That's no joke. You are so hungry. Because I don't know how many calories you're burning.
From rappelling or panicking?
Both together.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, that little clamp that you have to get your own self down with that clamp.
Yeah.
So this is going to be exciting. And we're putting Gigi's Playhouse Charlotte on the map.
We are.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us the mission of Gigi's Playhouse.
So our mission of Gigi's Playhouse is to change the way the world views Down syndrome and to send a global message of acceptance for all. We change lives through the consistent delivery of free, educational, therapeutic-based, and career development programs for individuals with Down syndrome, their families, and the community from birth to adulthood.
And tell us how precious our little ones who have Down syndrome. They are the most precious folks on the planet and can teach adults how to live.
Well, Lindsay and I can attest to that because we both have children with Down syndrome, and they really are our heart, so...
And the great thing about Gigi's Playhouse is not only does it reach out to those precious little ones, it reaches out to our precious adults as well. And so the programming is from birth to adulthood, which it's not often you find a place that offers something for everyone for the lifetime.
That's so true. We forget about folks when they turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. So anyone can become a part of Gigi's Playhouse if you're associated or have Down syndrome?
That's correct.
Got it. So what's the membership like?
Membership is free. That's the greatest thing. And that's why this fundraiser is so important. Everything that we do in Gigi's Playhouse is run by volunteers in order to keep it free for our participants. These families have so many different expenses outside as well. It's a great opportunity for not only the social aspect, but purposeful programming offered for free. There's a couple paid positions within the Playhouse, but other than that, everything's volunteer run. And it still costs money to run programs, though.
It does. And to secure Over the Edge, those folks, takes money.
It takes money. And our goal is to raise $100,000.
You can do this.
We can do this.
Can we donate if we don't want to rappel? Because some of us just don't want to get up there.
Absolutely.
If you go to gigisplayhouse.org and look at Charlotte, you can click on Over the Edge. And there are areas there that you can donate. You can donate directly, or you can go and find someone. There's a $1,000 minimum to rappel. And not every participant has reached their goal yet. And what a great act of kindness to just reach out to someone you know and donate to their page so they can have this awesome opportunity to rappel while you're supporting a great cause.
All right. Are all the fundraisers on your website?
They are.
And then we can see and pick and choose.
Absolutely. And everybody has a great story on there, whether they're related to someone that has Down syndrome, whether they're moved by it, or whether they just want the great experience for some other reason that they have something going on in their life. So that's always fun to see, too.
If someone has Down syndrome, do you suggest that they rappel?
It is open to all abilities. So yes, absolutely. If you have an individual with Down syndrome, please come out. We would love your support there to rappel. We currently don't have anybody signed up for that event, so we need to see you there.
Also, we have an amazing self-advocate that's going to be rappelling for us, Matthew Schwab. He's a TEDx speaker and an advocate for inclusion. And part of when we're rappelling is we're rappelling on March 19th and March 20th. March 21st is World Down Syndrome Day. So what a better way to promote World Down Syndrome Day than to have this event raising funds for a place that supports Down syndrome, and also having Matthew, an incredible self-advocate who's doing TED Talks, rappel as well.
I love some TED Talks.
And we also have North Carolina House District 98-elect John Bradford, who will be rappelling side-by-side with Matthew.
Got it.
So that's really exciting.
Sweet. Any other politicians we got out there?
Hey, if you can find us some, let's have a challenge. We do have the Chick-fil-A cow is going to be rappelling. It's not often you see a cow going down a building. We're looking forward to seeing that.
And I've seen Chubby from the Checkers.
Yes.
Him rappelling. I take my hat off to anybody who can rappel in big shoes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the firemen go down as well. So
yes.
Yeah. So we're hoping that the firemen are going to be some of our rope volunteers. So we have been in touch with a couple of them. So we're super excited about that. So you will have safety.
Yeah. And those ropes are very sturdy. I can attest to that. If it can hold me, it can hold you.
It's a lot of force behind there. A lot of excitement going down the building.
As long as y'all got some cookies as soon as, you know, at the end.
We'll get you cookies. We'll get you cookies.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Our new best friends are here. We're talking about rappelling with Gigi's Playhouse Down Syndrome Charlotte on the 19th of March and the 20th of March, because the 21st is World of Down Syndrome Day. All right. Yeah, this is cool. Tell us some stories, some happy stories that you can share with our audience about participants in Gigi's Playhouse.
Gigi's Playhouse is amazing. My son has had the opportunity to participate in three different programs there. One of them is called Gigi Fit Kids, and it's a fitness program specifically designed for people with Down syndrome, whether it has to do with elastic ligaments or working on core strength, purposeful programming to best serve that community. He's also had literacy one-on-one tutoring. Shanique's son has as well. What an amazing opportunity to have a one-on-one tutor at no cost once a week in a way that helps your child learn best. And then this Friday, my son has the opportunity to start Gigi Kitchen.
Ooh.
So learning about the different food groups, what's healthy, what's not, kitchen safety, cooking, and having that hands-on experience.
That's great. Cooking?
Cooking.
Because he's got to help mom.
He does have to help mom, so.
Those are just a few of the programs. We have career development programs, education programs, therapeutic programs, social programs.
We have some sign language.
Sign
music.
Language. Good.
We offer everything that you could possibly imagine that we can offer right now.
Because although this is a national organization, nonprofit, the local chapter keeps all the money here.
Correct.
That's correct. There are certain programs that are across the board nationally, but programs can only be run based on the funds you have. So it's very important to raise those funds. The more funds we have, the more we can put out to our community and our participants.
All right. And we want to raise how much?
$100,000.
And it's not too late to sign up to rappel. If you go to any of the station websites, it's under the events, and the fundraising site will be on there. We would love to have you join us to rappel. And again, if rappelling's not your thing, there's plenty of volunteer opportunities, or go out and make a donation. Like we said, you can donate to the Playhouse. You can donate directly to a rappeller who might not have raised enough money yet, but really wants to rappel. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. We can make this one of our favorite nonprofits, because, you know, we always have to have a tax deduction.
Exactly.
And you want to show your philanthropic wings and show out. This is a great one. All right, do it. Go to ggsplayhouse.org.
Correct.
Got it. And then we've got a Charlotte affiliate on there. We could just click.
Absolutely. And this is Charlotte Over the Edge. Again, extreme adventure, extreme impact. And we hope you're part of it.
We are going to be a part of this. We can do this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.